I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's get to a bunch of texts here because we took a bunch of calls on Trump, Putin. And again, phenomenal job by Lindsay. And then thank you to Major Garrett for coming on. You know, the top White House correspondent to call this silly little show just an hour after this taking place.
Helsinki, by the way. I mean, look at the backdrops.
Looks beautiful.
Gorgeous city.
Maybe. How about the three of us
do
a trip there? Lindsay, would you go to Helsinki with the two of us?
Yeah.
Great Scandinavian cities. We could hit them all.
The only issue is I'm not quite sure where my passport is at the moment because...
Well, it's not going to be this week.
But that's a lot of boxes to get through.
You're ducking us.
No.
She doesn't want to go.
I think that we should hire someone to come over, organize my house, then they'll find my passport.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did some organizing in my house recently. I'm a terrible organizer.
Shifting gears just slightly here, but it kind of in touch with Lindsay getting good guests. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he didn't reach out to Lindsay, but it is the X Games against this week.
Oh, he's got to come
the
back.
First
no,
time
not, we... no, no. I said no. I have put my foot down on this so many times.
Wow.
You put me through the ringer with that guy. We're not doing it.
How about if Adam schedules Tom Delmonico? Not you.
I'm off Wednesday, so if you want to have Tom on Wednesday and I don't have to deal with it, so
okay,
cool.
Okay, there we go.
You guys do it.
No, preview. Somebody's saying sleep study. Here's my problem with the sleep study. I've had three of them. I don't fall asleep. I literally sit there and I do not fall asleep. Loaded up on the meds because I just can't get comfortable. That's my... I literally switched beds with Q last night. I said, I'm going to try your bed. You try my bed. Now, and then it didn't work. Did the Russians infiltrate Hillary's server? I'm not defending Hillary and the server. At what point have I defended that? I didn't believe her. I think she lied. Okay? I didn't vote for her. This guy, Major nailed it. He cannot, let's go, because it's a good word, decouple. He cannot separate that he won tied to that the Russians were meddling. He is such a raging narcissist, and he's so thin-skinned. And listen, we all have our speech pattern, and we go back to words, and we go back to phrases. He can't deviate. He literally, for a man of significant intelligence to make the money he's made to be the president, there are times I just question, can you not just answer this question? He cannot. When he just simply is asked, who do you believe? He goes to the servers and the emails. It's just like somebody's pushing a button. He sat in his hands all the way, last-ditch effort before he gets impeached. This is a Trump texter on Obama. By the way, he also said Trump's got big balls. He handed his big balls to...
He's got big underwear then, too.
Vladimir Putin today. I mean, honestly, if you think today you're a guy, and I'm glad you listened.
I'm really proud of our president and showing the brass balls that he's got.
Exactly. He said, Vlad, here they are. Because it might be you. It might be our intelligence. I don't know what... But again, Obama, when he's just like, hey, cut that out, that was ridiculous too. Okay? But it's not to the point where you can't decide between U.S. intelligence or Vladimir Putin. Let's get to more here. There's a lot of people, let's see, trying to persuade... Fox 9 New York Times had stories on Trump trying to persuade Putin on not persecuting Jehovah's Witnesses as one of the 8 million. I have not. Are you familiar with this one at all? I am not. I it's worth checking out. It was a gotcha question, a totally set up question. A gotcha question. Do you get what a gotcha question is? You know what? That's a no-brainer. You literally look and say, these are my people. This is United States intelligence. I hope we have good relations going forward. I'd like us to work together in Iran and Syria and the Middle East, but I 100% believe my intelligence. That's not tough. It's never happened before. Somebody, by the way, keeps texting that I insulted Melania when you guys both were gone. But when the silly story was out there about the body double, it's ridiculous. There's not a body double. I made fun of it. I belittled the story. The only time we've talked of substance about Melania is when she wore the jacket and said, what was that about? When I don't care, right? That's the only time I've brought her up. What Trump should have said to Putin is, if you don't stop interfering in our election process, we will respond at a time and a place of our choice. Always Hillary's fault, going back to a few of the textures. Trump is a total puppet of Putin. He's acting helpless about what he can do. Why does he believe Trump, Putin over his own country's intelligence agencies? Again, I want to ask you this to smart, proud Republicans out there. If Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, you name it, would say, I don't know who I should believe, my own intelligence people or a thug dictator who murders his own citizens, how would you react? Honestly, 9 past 1, back to Russia at 1:35, back to in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll have some fun with overrated, underrated, properly rated moments. Plus, keyword for cash. But here's Adam with an update. I told Remy this because Remy does the great voice for that. I saw Remy in the Skyway the other day. I tried to get his attention. He just went right by me.
Well, Remy likes to keep the Remy when he's out. He's got the headphones on and he's kind of mission
focused.
He's
locked in. Remy is properly rated because he's great. Check him out on Jack on a regular basis in the afternoons. Okay, overrated South St. Paul.
I mean, honestly, out with the heat here.
Could we have had any more? I mean, I thought Trump was soft on Putin. The Star Tribune. I mean, why don't you just eliminate every other city?
Well,
I mean, Sturdivant and every great political leader in the history of America somehow is a South St. Paul connection. Then Patrick, the greatest columnist we've had, calm down when I say it, greatest opinion columnist that we've had in this state's history, he goes over to South St. Paul and kisses up. I mean, you and your phony run elections to get Jimmy South St. Paul mayor. Okay. when you're like
there was no collusion. There was no collusion.
You're like Donna Brazil feeding Jimmy the question. So enough is enough on South St. Paul. What did you people pay the Star Tribune? I mean, they should be charging you advertising.
Well, like I brought up to you, the 55075 might be a hot zip for the Star Tribune.
That's true. Overrated. The Lynx, they deserve all the praise they've received over the years. 100% dynasty. But Cheryl Reeve, who has done a great job, undeniably has done a great job, and has been lauded undeniably, and has lectured the media about the amount of coverage undeniably. I'm not sure Cheryl wants the coverage right now. Because your team is playing lousy basketball. Now, they've had such a long run. So many of these players are playing 365 days a year, basically. But if they get the praise, they get the criticism. And that is the thing where a lot of people in sports that don't get the same amount of publicity, they get very thin skin when all of a sudden there's criticism. So Cheryl Reeve has received hardly any criticism in this town and shouldn't receive much criticism in this town. But when you're getting blown out on a regular basis, you and the team deserve heat. It's just unavoidable. Phenomenal run. I wouldn't be shocked if they're in the finals again. But right now, they're just playing lousy. I'm going to say it's possible that Serena Williams is still underrated. She is the greatest female athlete in the history of the country. I'm all in on that one. Think about what she just did. 10 months after giving birth. And by the way, it was very difficult. She didn't walk for weeks and weeks and weeks. There were a number of harrowing moments that she's been willing to share about the birthing process itself. Difficulty. I mean, how many times do you hear stories when people are breastfeeding, they end up losing weight, right? So when you're a world-class athlete, you like that. It reversed for Serena. She was breastfeeding and gaining weight, which 99 out of 100 times, you'd be like, well, it's no good for the person, but it's not that bad. Well, if you're trying to become a world-class athlete again, it is. She's played in four tournaments and almost wins Wimbledon. That was amazing what she pulled off. And I like big shooter tennis. And I was mesmerized by Nadal and Djokovic because it was literally tennis has never been played better. But the Serena Williams story was mesmerizing. And two more. Aaron Rodgers. He's one of my three or four men crush. Sturgill. Timberlake. Who was the other one? I thought there was one other guy. But Aaron Rodgers.
I think it was Henry Kissinger. Told me in confidence.
Yeah, Hank. I call him Hank. We're tight. But Aaron again is talking. Peter King, who now is doing his Monday column under the NBC Sports umbrella, where Aaron is still wanted the thumbs up from Barr. I love Aaron Rodgers. He's the greatest quarterback ever. I'm all in. The hit was fine. It was fine. Barr didn't need to give you the thumbs up. It's football, Aaron. I love you. Knock it off. Last one. Vending machines and the perfectly creased dollar bills. Enough is enough. The dollar bill does not.
You got to get some sleep, man.
The dollar bill, I do.
What are you thinking of in the middle of the night? I can't believe it. Take my dollar.
Seriously, I'm going to start doing. What are we? Who's on at 2 o'clock on this dog and pony station that we're on? Do we have any idea who's on at 2 a.m? I might start doing. Can I just call in? Are we doing syndicated? I might just start doing the show. Put a vector or a Doppler or a Comrex or something in the bedroom, and as I'm walking around nibbling and lamenting and looking the same websites, not yours, by the way, I can't sleep. The dollar bill does it. Lindsay, come on, you're with me. The dollar bill, it's like it has to be just minted. Let's make it better.
Well, the funny thing is that this has not changed over time. If we flash back to like middle school Lindsay trying to get
some booze,
yeah, from the vending machine at New Prague Middle School.
That's what I heard, Carter. You heard that too, right?
In there. Yep. No, but it's been. I mean, this has been a problem forever.
Let's the three of us get on it, and we can fix it. All right, I'm sensing Adam Carter has multiple items for us. I'd encourage. Plenty of texts and phone calls if you want to participate with overrated, underrated, properly rated. My stubbornness and my temper, properly rated. Let's just say that. I proved that. 22 past one. William Pomerantz is the deputy director of the Wilson Center Kenan Institute. He's an expert in Russia. He will join us at 1:35 more on Trump. Putin, what took place today. If you missed it, Major Garrett was very kind to join us from Helsinki at 12:35 is the podcast. Not yet. It will be up promptly, WCCORadio.com/Chad. We're in the middle of overrated, underrated.
Hot take headline there on ESPN. Steelers need to figure it out with Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, when you're trying to figure it out with the best running back in football, you agree with that? Le'Veon, best running back in football?
I think so, consistently, yep.
But our guy Dalvin will be better soon, sure. Right? Somebody says, buying something at a vending machine and something else
get
also
two for
drops.
One. Oh, two for one. Now, do you take them both or do you offer
course,
it up?
Of course I take them both. So do you.
No, I've offered it up.
Oh, well, I mean, like to I don't know, offer it back to the vending machine.
No, I'll come in the newsroom and say, hey, I got two.
Yes.
Somebody want the other one?
I will, yeah. Funny. I don't remember that when you've done that.
Well, I said in the newsroom.
Oh, okay. Okay, what do you got?
Well, I got a plenty. Okay. First of all, Siggy had her last softball tournament this weekend.
Awesome.
8U, so it's, you know, 6, 7, 8-year-old girls playing softball, just learning the game.
Nice.
But my overrated, especially the young sports coach who thinks that he's, you know, got to be the 2 hours before game time, I'm watching Ziggy's game, and the two coaches for one of the other teams, they're going over lineup strategy.
Hey.
Again, 6, 7, 8-year-old girls.
It matters, Adam. Sequence.
I expected to turn around and see Tito Francona there.
How about analytics? Were they shifting the
launch angle?
Players?
Talking about launch angle and exit velocity. So that's overrated. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Sounds like you're saying your daughter's overrated.
No. Yeah. Well, she needs to work on the defense. But came her hitting good.
Hitting good? Yeah. Nice.
Let's see. Underrated.
Somebody's saying, by the way, we'll squeeze this one. Yeah. The 10,000 different flavored liquors out there on the liquor store shelves.
Yeah, I noticed that, in the vodka section, they've got so many different.
Where do you say?
I just like the give me the hard stuff.
I like vodka.
I do like vodka.
I'm a vodka guy.
Properly rated.
I like gin.
No, overrated.
Oh, come on. The gin and tonic is still a great drink.
Also, I had some hemp flavor. Hemp IPA this weekend from New Belgium. Hemp-induced, it's called the Hemperer.
How is it?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? How are you feeling afterwards?
Properly rated.
I was
feeling properly good. Rated.
I know. I'm getting all sorts of emails and texts about CBD to help me out with the sleep issue. You sort of need a doctor on that one, right? I can't just go over here to MinMed and say I'm not sleeping well.
No.
You know, so.
Microwave popcorn.
I think properly rated. Properly rated.
Yep, we had movie night last night, watched Captain Ron, the classic Kurt Russell. you remember
Ron.
Captain Ron?
Yes, I do.
Oh, fantastic movie.
Oh, my God.
Underrated Captain Ron.
Okay, because I overall think popcorn gets a little too much credit. I think I'm influenced by movie theater popcorn, which is just overrated and all the now what is underrated is when you put in the M&Ms, the Reese's Pieces, you put the sweet in the popcorn. Are you a fan of that or not?
Peanut M&Ms in popcorn is tremendous.
Peanut M&Ms, we both agree, is phenomenal. But
best candy.
Reese's Pieces is the most
overrated.
Well, come on.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, overrated.
But Reese's Pieces are different. Lindsay, where do you stand on Reese's Pieces?
Meh. I mean, they're fine. Reese's peanut butter cups are fine.
He thinks they're chalky, devil hating. I did buy some of the La Di Da Trader Joe's, their version of the Reese's peanut butter.
The dark chocolate ones?
Oh.
Yeah, those are pretty decent.
Ginger snaps, underrated.
You don't need a prescription.
I was thinking of Trader Joe's. They have great ginger snaps.
Yeah, but wait a sec. There's no, you don't need a prescription for CBD oil. Yeah, you do, right?
Got to, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know there's no THC in it. You don't get high, but you can't just go to Leafline and MinMed and go, you should be able to. I'm sorry, insomnia is torture.
Yeah.
It just is. I should be able to go in there. I'm sure my doctor would okay it, but I'm not going to sit there going, psst, I got some CDs for you if I get some CBD oil. Ginger snaps?
Oh, yeah.
Overrated.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Overrated.
Bite your tongue.
No, I'd rather than have ginger snaps.
Also overrated, England's football team.
Yeah.
Jeez, then they just
quitters.
Losers.
Quitters. You got anything?
Three Lions. Bring this home.
I saw you at Lake Minnetonka. I mean, what a
boat you were on.
What a
Holy
lifestyle
buckets.
You live. Seriously.
Dennis Connor.
Wow. I'm
America's Cup.
I didn't marry
Dennis
up,
Connor.
But I've shacked up. Shacked.
Whoa.
Hey now.
Underrated.
Yeah. Underrated.
Underrated.
Having a coffee pot that you can set the night before. I'm one day in. And I won't lie, there was something pretty awesome about waking up at 7 a.m. and having my coffee ready to go.
We now have the greatest coffee machine ever here at CCO Radio.
Incredible.
It is very
nice.
It's
got like a 19-inch high-definition television.
Yes. They cut our pay 10%, but we're really going to enjoy it. Over the years, we've had great guests from the Wilson Center on important issues, including today, Will Pomerantz, Deputy Director. He is an expert in the political and economic developments in Russia. No better day than today off the Trump-Putin. They don't want to call it a summit, but a meeting, the press conference, which we've talked about extensively to me, shocking words by the president. You certainly are entitled to differ. We'll get back to the difference of opinions early next hour when we take more texts and phone calls on it. But Will Pomerantz is kind enough to join us. Thank you, Will. I appreciate your time. As someone who has studied this country, knows this country extraordinarily well, when Vladimir Putin right now is with his top people, his closest confidants, how do they feel about today?
I think they feel very good. I think they are pleased that they had a one-on-one meeting with the President of the United States, that they stood together in a press conference, and that President Trump treated Russia and President Putin as an equal power. That is something that Vladimir Putin has aspired to for the last 10 years. His foreign policy has been directed to that. And I think that President Trump affirmed that status, at least in terms of the public relations aspect,
yep,
to the world today.
So we have these conversations often when we have these summits or events, including with Kim Jong-un recently, about raising the stature. Take me through that, because Vladimir Putin obviously is desperately trying to elevate Russia. I think most of us believe he'd love to get back to the time when it was the Soviet Union, when there were really two superpowers. How does that dynamic change about what happened today?
Well, I think he wants to raise the stature because he's basically told the Russian people that this is going to be his main accomplishment. During his first two terms as president in the early 2000s, he presided over a dramatic increase in the economy. But when he returned to his third term in 2012, it became apparent that the economic success, closely attached to the rise in the price of oil, was not going to occur in his third term. And therefore, he had to find an additional means by which to increase his popularity and to be successful. And that has been an aggressive foreign policy. When you say raising his stature, the thing to remember is that in reality, as you suggested, the Russian Federation of today is not the Soviet Union. It is not a global superpower. It does not have a extended military that stretches throughout the Third World and Eastern Europe. And it doesn't have a first world economy that is competitive with the United States, China, or many other countries as well. Nevertheless, what is important today from Vladimir Putin's perspective is that he was treated as if he had the same stature as the Soviet Union. And the perception could be that only the United States and Russia jointly can solve the problems of the world. And so that's why the optics were so important. And that's why Mr. Putin would perceive this meeting today as a success.
When President Trump, was asked by an American reporter, who do you believe, Vladimir Putin or American intelligence, including his own, on whether Russia meddled, and the president turned it into a server conversation about Hillary Clinton, emails, and did not definitively come out and say he believes clear-cut in our intelligence, how do you think Putin was reacting to those comments?
Again, it was a gift to Vladimir Putin. Indeed, when President Trump, in an early morning tweet, called the whole investigation a witch hunt, the Russian Foreign Ministry chimed in with two words, "We agree." So he can only be pleased that the perception that Donald Trump has perpetuated the perception that it is a witch hunt and that is not based on fact, and that, in fact, a variety of non-Trump supporters are to blame. The Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, even the FBI and an agent Strzok. That again, plays into Putin's hand and shows, again, a remarkable inability of President Trump to believe in his own intelligence services. I think that is a key takeaway from today's press conference. That
huge takeaway. I mean, it's the biggest part of the press conference, and to me, just an absolute stunning moment that I just didn't think I would ever see.
Right. It dwarfs everything else that occurred at the summit, and one assumes that it has legs. But again, with President Trump, things that you think are incredible and you would never hear of don't have that kind of lasting power that we assume they should have. And I think what I would anticipate happening is, in light of his last statement, which was the reference to Agent Strzok, and in light of his comments about a witch hunt, I anticipate that he comes back home to the United States and even more aggressively tries to undermine the Mueller investigation.
Were you surprised that when Vladimir Putin was asked this question, that he admitted he wanted Donald Trump to win the election?
I see no reason why I should be surprised. It's quite clear that he didn't want Hillary Clinton to be elected.
Yep.
He had plenty of reasons why he did not like Hillary Clinton. She was not offering any sort of concessions in terms of Russia policy. And there was every indication that she would be a supporter of the current sanctions regime and perhaps might even strengthen them. So I was not surprised at all that he favored Hillary Clinton. And obviously the actions of the Russian state confirmed.
So I guess my point, Will, is I don't doubt he felt that way. I don't doubt his actions were that. But this is such a masterful KGB agent. I don't expect him to tell the truth all the time. And it appears he was just without any hesitation saying that, which I think did startle some people.
I think it does startle people, and it does raise the questions about undermining Russia's credibility in its denials, if you actually believe them to begin with. So yes, it was a very stark admission, one that one would not anticipate that President Putin would make publicly, and yet all his actions confirm that that was indeed his preference.
Chris Wallace is a very good journalist. He's worked at many outlets for a long time. He's at Fox News right now. Some people dismiss him because of Fox and where they stand later in the day on their evening programs. And to me, it's basically just state-run TV. I've always respected Wallace, whether it was at ABC, Fox, and feel like he does ask difficult questions. He, I think about right now, is interviewing Putin, and it's going to air later today on Fox News. How will Putin hold up when he faces those pointed, direct questions from an American journalist?
Oh, I think he'll hold up very well. President Putin has exposed himself to numerous press conferences and tough questioning. And I think that he will simply issue his denials that he has done so in the past. Now, the problem for Putin's denials, of course, is that they lack credibility.
Yeah, right.
He denied that the Little Green Men were Russians until they were Russians. He denied that the Russian troops in eastern Ukraine were Russians and instead said that they were going there on vacation. He said that there was no doping in the Sochi Olympics, and there turned out to be massive doping. So he clearly doesn't have that level of credibility, and so I expect him to pursue the same policy of deniability. One will have to wait and see whether Chris Wallace is more successful in holding him accountable to his words than President Trump was this afternoon.
Will Pomerantz is with us from the Wilson Center, an expert in Russia, and he's studied this and been a part of this for a long, long time. For the folks who feel free to give their opinion and don't fear the oppression, don't fear the intimidation, what is the popularity of Vladimir Putin in Russia at this point?
I think it's over 50%. I think Vladimir Putin, from a political standpoint, has done a lot to solidify his base. He's paid pensions on time. He's had some noted foreign policy successes. And he has presided over a difficult recession. But there are signs of modest but real economic growth after 2 years of real devastating recession. President Putin is successful because he makes sure that there is no political opposition and no political candidate who could replace him. So in light of those and some other considerations, I think he has a solid 50-55% of the vote. For Putin to retain his absolute dominance, however, he feels it's necessary to have 75% of the vote, 70-75%. And that's what he sought in the most recent presidential election I think he came up a little bit below 70%, but still a resounding victory. But of course, there's no opposition, and the opposition that does exist is severely intimidated. So one has to take that all into account.
Is he going to attempt to change the laws again and just try to be president for life?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I think there is a possibility that if he is as successful as it appears he might be over the next 4 to 6 years, whether he undermines our Western institutions to the point that they're not in a position to withstand and to confront Russian efforts, he may decide that at 72 it's time to step aside and not run again. There are various ways how the system can be manipulated so that he can still have a significant influence on Russian politics. I don't think he would necessarily go away. But I think it will depend on how events develop, whether he decides to run again or to change the Constitution to allow him mm-hmm. to run again in 2024. I don't think it's a done deal. I wouldn't be surprised if he does. But a certain part of me thinks that maybe 24 years in power is enough even for Vladimir Putin.
It took a while, but after they had passed months before through the Congress, the president eventually slapped down some significant sanctions on Russia in retaliation to some of the actions by Putin and his government. What effect so far have they had on Russia?
Well, this is a subject of serious debate because it's quite clear that they've had an impact because Putin always raises the issue. And his really primary goal is to get the sectoral sanctions on banks and on the energy sector lifted from the United States. So it's not as if Russia doesn't find alternative means of finance, and it doesn't mean that Russia is totally isolated. That's not the case. It also leaves open a wide swath of economic activity that European and American companies can engage in legally with Russia. But they have hindered Russia's access to Western markets. It does create a level of uncertainty. We saw a couple months ago when sanctions were imposed against some prominent oligarchs that can have really a destabilizing effect beyond what one would anticipate in the entire economy. So I think the sanctions have had an impact. It hasn't changed decisions, but the alternative, and some of the senators who visited Russia in early July have suggested that they change the sanctions regime. And I think the most dangerous thing is to give up the sanctions and get nothing in return. And I think that's something that would be a major blow to U.S. policy and how we interact with Russia. Because if we get to that stage, Putin will only see the United States as a weak power and then would test us further.
Well, really good information. Clearly, your history in the country was an asset to us, and I appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure.
Will Pomerantz from the Wilson Center. It's a 52 past 1. That is the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to call Lindus for free home improvement estimates on windows, insulation, and Leaf Guard brand gutters. I can't imagine. We'll start airing the off-air show soon. What do you think? Should we do that, Lindsay? Yes or no?
I mean, how strong is your contract?
Not strong.
Okay. No, then maybe we should wait.
I don't think any contract in radio anymore is strong. You know, I think those days have passed us by. Hey, start your day with what we're calling a new fast-paced podcast. Wait, do we call our podcast fast-paced? Or plotting?
I don't have adjectives for our podcast. That's just how special it is.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's one in a million. I can't even put words to it.
It's beyond special. Things you need to know. Updates you every morning on the news from all across the world, nationally, especially Minnesota and the area. All available in daily podcasts. That's 10 minutes or less. Hosted by the great Steve Simpson. Download and subscribe through iTunes or WCCRadio.com. It will be delivered every day by 6 a.m. You can always check out any of the podcasts, including ours, WCCRadio.com/Chad. We're going to talk David Martinez next hour. We'll talk Chan Hassan, the shooting, next hour, and we'll get back to your comments on Trump versus Putin and what happened today, plus a conversation with Arne Carlson where, once again, he goes after Eric Kaler. That's at 35 past the hour.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.